This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about our spiritual baggage. And recently, I talked about how we can carry around the weight of the world on our shoulders, and we're not releasing this baggage. God says, come to me and I will give you rest. So in my book, Blues to Blessings, there is a passage here on carrying around this baggage that I'd like to share. And it reads, carrying physical baggage for an extended period of time can weigh you down and wear you out. Carrying around unhealed wounds from your past can have a similar effect. This baggage, although invisible, can bring about a spiritual and an emotional fatigue, and it will ultimately use your yesterday to rob your today. There is a way out, but it will require you to put down your bags. Putting down your bags also means that you are choosing to put down your other weights of shame and blame, anger, guilt, etc. Do you really want to be free so you can soar to new heights? Or would you prefer to stay with what you know and remain weighted down on the ground? And there's an affirmation to close out, which says, I choose not to cheapen my calling by working to win the praise of man. And the scripture that goes with this chapter is, yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. Romans 8:18. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, drop those bags and all the other weights associated with them.